and if somebody has on a dress that you like a lot, you might say, that sure is a
pretty dress.
Okay. Something that you might tie on to it when you're cooking dinner to keep from spattering grease on you.
Yeah, an apron.
Okay. And if a man buys a three-piece suit, the three pieces would be what?
I guess a coat and pants and vest.
Okay. I don't think, well, maybe vests are coming back.
Yeah, some of them are. But
I don't see many of them anymore.
Or what would a third piece be?
Well, I guess unless it was a coat, pants, and vest, you wouldn't have any.
Yeah, well, you want some water?
I love some water, if you don't mind.
Barnum,
yeah, Barnum is one. Well, Branham, we had a Branham circus over in Florence. Was that?
Yeah,
one?
I bet that was.
I bet it was the one that came over there.
Back in the fall.
Yeah, no, it was.
It was at the gym.
Yeah, it was at the gym, but it was not in the fall. It was.
Oh,
yeah, but it was. I bet that's what it was.
I asked him to come back. I ain't forgot the name of it now, but it's telling a lot. And then the first horse show we ever had here was really crowded everywhere. But I think the horse shows. How many of them around now? They're quite as big as they were.
Well, you know, they've gotten off that. They've been having, my wife is from Shelbyville up there on a walking horse place.
Mm-hmm. Walking horse country.
Yeah, and they've been having some, a lot of lawsuits and people up there cutting into the nerves on the horse's foot and make his feet sore so they'll prance higher when they walk.
Yeah, well, I don't believe in that myself.
No, they've got special veterinarians now that, during the show, without anybody knowing about it in advance, they'll just stop everybody. And the vet goes around and examines every horse's feet, and they disqualify anybody who's done anything to his horse's feet.
But, you know, they do put weights on them. I've heard of that, too.
Yeah, well, they train them with weights on them, but they're not supposed to have any weights on them in the ring.
Yeah.
I don't know. A friend of mine in Florence is a vet, and he won't go to one of the walking horse shows. He's a big horse lover, but he says that that's an unnatural gait for a horse.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Unnatural gait.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, they trained them back when they used them to pull cattle. People wanted real showy horses that would step way out, and they trained them to do that.
Go to Central Park.
Yeah,
that's exactly, basically.
You know, drive around, let everybody admire your horses kind of thing.
We used to call quarter horses.
Now that's a fine horse, quarter horse.
I tell you, the horse shows are like some of this other. It's too slow, or some of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
People go out
for action. Yeah. I mean, and then you have to wait for them to judge them and all that.
Well, I mean, really, for something like a horse show, or even something like one of these fiddler's conventions, unless you know an awful lot about it, it gets
you're right.
To sit there, like I am at a horse show, I don't know anything about them, and I just have to wait for whatever's told me over the loudspeaker. And sometimes at that Shelbyville thing, I'll wait 25, 30 minutes while they judge people in a class.
Yeah.
Are you much of a sportsman? Do you do a lot of hunting or anything?
A lot of hunting. Well, I see
birds.
We're having any more since they closed the fairground down. They used to have a rodeo in Florence